Ladies and gentlemen, I am in the middle of Liverpool, tucked away in a beautiful hotel, and I'm going to talk to a lady who I am thrilled to talk to. She's a singer-songwriter, but she's not just a star. She's got a voice that is magical, a voice that doesn't age and will go with us. I think her career is going to go bigger and bigger, and when she's a lovely old lady, she'll still be working and leaving beautiful music. Rebecca Ferguson, hi.
Oh, hi, you're all right?
Yeah. That introduction came from my heart.
Thanks.
I mean that. Yeah. You've got a unique voice.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I feel overwhelmed when people say those things to me, but I feel really grateful, especially coming from you, because I used to listen to you when I was, let me think what age I was now. I've got it of being about 12. So it's really lovely to meet people who you've grown up listening to say nice things.
Yeah. You've never changed who you are. You've mm-hmm. kept yourself firmly on the ground.
Yeah, I have. It's been very hard. Like, it's been challenging over the last 6 years since X Factor, and it's been a roller coaster, but I don't forget who I am, and that mainly comes from me mum, really. Me mum, how she's brought me up. Yeah.
One thing I love about you is a talent, and this is what comes over loud and clear to me, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong. You stick by what you want to do. Mm. You know what you want to sing. You know what you want to write, and you won't deviate, will you?
No, I think dignity is very important to me, keeping dignity. I always say, as long as at the end of the day I can look in the mirror and know that I've kept my dignity and stayed true to myself, then I'm happy. And my nan always used to say to me, Beck, you know when you've done wrong, because there's a little inner voice inside that'll tell you. And I always go by that. I trust my gut instinct with every decision I make, with music and with life decisions, yeah.
Where did the voice come from?
I don't know. Like, I've been singing since I was a little girl, and it was all I ever wanted to be. Literally, it was all I ever thought about, all I ever wanted to be. But I think with age, it's matured, yeah.
I don't particularly like talking about the X Factor, but it is important because it mm-hmm. gave you a platform.
Yeah.
So I will talk about it. What was exciting was you came back to Liverpool with Cheryl.
Yeah.
I will never forget that day. I've been around when you weren't born.
Mm.
That was a magical day, wasn't it?
It was really magical. It was overwhelming. The support and the people that came out to see me, and it was freezing cold as well. It was lovely. It was really moving to see that, yeah.
Looking back at the X Factor, and it's on television right now, and it's changed. There's nobody hits you in the face like you did, Shane Ward, people like that. What would you say to people that were going to go on it now? Without, you know, I mean, it owes you, but it's not what it was.
Well, it's funny because I was with the creative director of X Factor last night, and what I turned and said to him is, with the contestants that you've got going on the show, I said it's important that they stay true to, you know, what they want to do and stay true to what kind of style and what type of artist they want to be. And I think a lot of talent shows like X Factor, it is down to the talent, really, that make the show, and they've got to kind of know who they are and what they want to be.
Now, if you hadn't have been a singer, would you have been a fashion designer? Because you dress spectacularly.
Oh, thank you. I like fashion. I really like vintage fashion, really. But I would have been a lawyer. I wanted to be a human rights lawyer. Yeah.
Wow. Now, when we saw you, the X Factor, every week, the clothes you wore was something special. How important was that?
It was very important. And I realised that I had to establish myself as an artist. And so when I'd done my first audition, I said to myself, I need to go arriving as the artist I want to be. And so I did. I mean, it was all Primark and like St John's Market, but I knocked it together and done my best with what I had. And I think that's important to know who you are as an artist.
But of course, that's what design's about, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the way you carry it.
It's the way you carry it. I think you can. It doesn't matter about money, how much you spend on something. It's how you wear it. Yeah,
absolutely. Looking back, was that a good platform for you?
I do think it was. It didn't come without challenges, but I think it was important. Yeah, it was good for me. It's changed my whole life. It's gave me opportunities I wouldn't have dreamed of having. Yeah.
You're a very private person. Has it been hard work with the press?
In some ways, but I don't court the press too much, as in I go to events when it comes to needing to be at places and events that I like to go to and when I've got, you know, promo and things. But I tend to retreat and just be a mum when I know. So I have calm times and busy times, and I think a lot of people call paps on themselves. A lot of people court it, and I think that's when it gets dangerous because you can't turn it off then. Whereas there's a mutual respect there of, you know, she'll give us a good picture when she needs to, but we leave it alone. So I've got quite a good relationship with the press, really.
I think I remember you saying a long time ago, I would love to be successful to give my children everything.
Yeah.
It's happening, isn't it?
It is happening, but what I'm learning, what I have learned since the show, is I thought that what I wanted to do was leave my kids money because I, you know, I've come from nothing. But actually I've learned what I need to leave them is wisdom. And so what I'm trying to do for my kids is get them around educated people, different cultures, people that can teach them about art. I've learned with age that actually I want them to have knowledge of different types of people. Yeah.
What do your kids say when they see you on telly?
They're used to it now, you know. Arabella's quite cute, the youngest baby, because she's just like, mama, mama, like pointing at the telly and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think generally they're just kind of used to seeing me now, yeah.
Which is nice. So you've kept them stable.
Yeah, I've kept them grounded, yeah. To them, it's mummy's going to work, yeah.
I've talked about new music over the years, 1,000 times. Mm. I genuinely love the new single, Bones.
Thank you.
Unusual title.
It is. It's an unusual title. And I think the meaning of the song is really, I don't know, I think everyone can relate to it, wanting someone to love them more, wanting someone to pay more attention to them. Yeah.
Love the video.
Do you like the video? Oh, good. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you like it.
But you see, I love you in videos because you tell the story. Yeah, I love you. That side of it.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Tell us then how you construct a song.
Well, I've got my next single, which is going to be Superwoman.
Which is the name of the album.
Yeah, it is. I wrote that about... Well, I always try and imagine... Well, I know it sounds strange, but I imagine what people are going through. And often when I write songs, so for instance with Superwoman, it was about me, but at the same time I was thinking of me fans and what they're going through. And I told the other producers in the room and the other writer, Negan, in the room, I said, I want you to imagine a mum, a single mum. She's just got to work, and she's just had a call from school saying you need to come and pick your kids up from school because she's sick. I said, these are the people that we're writing music for. I said, it's not about, you know, everything's all happy and la-di-da. I'm writing about real life. And so when I'm writing, I try and put myself in the situations of the people who are listening to my music. But as well as that, I'm writing about what I've been through.
How important is your music to be a hit? Or is it just that you just want to put your music down?
I feel with me, so for instance with this album, I feel it is important for me to, in a way, I'm not going to lie, like I would like to chart well. I'd love to chart well. I think I'd be lying to myself and you if I said I didn't want to. But ultimately, it just has to be good music. It has to reach people and help people. And I think as an artist, as a singer, I know it sounds really cheesy and odd, but I think that's what you're there for. You're there to bring light and happiness and joy to other people and to uplift people. So for me, as long as people are getting something good out of it, then I'm happy. But a great chart position would be brilliant as well.
How long have you been working on this album?
Just over a year.
Wow. Yeah. Why does it take so long?
It takes so long because I wanted to get it right. I wanted it to be good. I was tired of hearing albums that were just rushed for money, you know, just let's rush it out and let's just get the money in. And I thought, no, actually, let's try and make a quality record. And I'd like to think, or I pray that I've made a quality record.
Do you see yourself developing in a different direction? You've got a voice that is not Nina Simone, but you've got something that is an Ella Fitzgerald. You've got something that, as you get older, is going to change and grow with you. Do you know how lucky you are with that?
I think I realise that it's distinct. I do realise now that it sounds different to other people, and I do think that's a blessing that people recognise me when I'm on the radio. And so, I do feel lucky to have that, yeah.
Your sellout tour is ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't
Philharmonic's, wait. It's crazy. There's no tickets.
I know, there's no tickets. It's so lovely. Yeah, I'm grateful for that, though. It's really lovely that years later people are still buying me tickets to come and see me.
Having said that, ladies and gentlemen, this lovely lady has given us some tickets and a meet and greet for the Philharmonic at a ball that I'm doing for children on Saturday, which I'm thrilled about. And she can't get any other tickets for herself.
No, there's literally none left. I've got so many people saying, Becky, I'm coming to the concert, and I feel really bad.
Which direction are you going to go in? You've got the concert tour. Do you worry about that, or are you ready for it?
I'm excited for the tour. Can't wait. I'm excited to just get out there and do what I love to do. And I've got the kids coming with me, so that'll be funny as well, yeah.
How do you look after your voice?
I'm a bit bad, you know, at the minute. I'm not really, I could be better. But generally, I have a lot of honey, a lot of lemon. Honey lemon is always backstage. And I'm not going to lie, there's always a little shot of whiskey in it as well.
No, but that helps.
It does help, it does. I think a lot of singers have that before they go on stage, a little tiny drop with honey and lemon.
Now, I've got to ask you this, because I know a lot of my listeners will want to know. You look spectacular.
Oh,
how do you look after yourself?
Oh, I don't know if I do. I'm running after the baby at the minute. But I'm conscious because I've just turned 30, so I'm quite conscious of everything at the minute. So I'm starting to get facials and I'm starting to think, oh, you know, I'm aging. But it is what it is. It's life, isn't it?
Did you have a bad time at 30?
No, actually, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. For the first time, I feel like I know, not completely, obviously, because we grow every year, but I felt like I know who I am, and my 20s were a bit of a mess in the sense of I was looking for love, I was all over the place, whereas now 30, I'm kind of like I'm secure in myself.
Which is great, and you're secure because you've got your own life and your own career.
Yeah.
You still want love?
Yeah, I do want love. I think everyone wants love, and hopefully it's around the corner. I'd like to think, I'm a positive person, I like to think the right person is there somewhere.
Now, I'm an only child, and when my mum started to meet somebody, which it didn't happen, I was a bit jealous. How will your kids cope?
Well, I think with me, I have to be wise. I've got to be wise who I date. I think I can't introduce them to my children until I know they're the one, and I've kind of made that decision now of whoever I'm dating next has to be the one. There's no messing around for me now. It's like I've learnt my lessons, and now it's time to find the person, a life partner, really.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you travel around a lot?
I do, yeah. I travel a lot with work and doing gigs, and I'm always all over the place. Yeah.
So what do you do when you've got time to yourself?
When I get a rare day off, and when the nan's got the kids, I go to the spa. that's my like complete happy time. Yeah.
Which direction do you reckon music's going? Because it's gone all over the place, hasn't it?
I think there's a big digital thing. I think a lot of people are streaming. I think it's in a very scary place for the music industry at the minute. I think always though, good music will always stand, and people want to hear music that really touches them. And I think that'll never go old, but I think at the minute we're in a weird place in music.
Do you ever get writer's block writing?
Only if I'm asked to write, like for an advert or something like that. I can't ever do it because it has to mean something to me. So it's hard for me to write songs that are just about anything. They've got to have a deep meaning.
That's interesting you say that, because I said before you are passionate and you stick to what comes over, and you're known in the industry for this, which is very flattering, that you will not deviate. You know what you want.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not really into, but I think in a lot of ways, I think that's part of, I don't know, I think Scousers were quite tough people, really. We are
deep, you're like, not, are
we?
You?
No, but like, you don't take no messing, do we? And I think that, in a way, has kept me in the industry, because I think where other people would waver, and go along with anything, we're more likely to go, no, I'm not having that. So I think that helped me as well.
What do you want people to take from the new album, which is going to be a hit?
I'd like them to take some self-confidence. It's an album all about building your confidence back up again. And I'd like to hope, young women especially, that it gives them the confidence to not put up with men who are cheating or men who are taking advantage of them and not treating them properly. Because I feel like that's lacking so much. Like the days of people taking you on lovely dates, and they're still there, but not really. And I think I'd like women to start loving themselves and recognising that actually they're worth more.
Because of your emotion and because of the way you are, have you ever thought of becoming an actress?
I'd like to act, and I'd done acting coaching because somebody wanted me to act for, I think it was Memphis on the West End, and I ended up saying no because I wanted to release this album. So I would like to act, yeah, in the future. I'd love to do it, yeah.
Now, your tour, which is virtually sold out everywhere. I think there's a couple of odd tickets around, but it's all over the place. The venues you're doing are not the ridiculously big ones. Yeah. They're classy. You must be pleased.
Yeah, they are. They're good. They're nice venues. I think it suits my audience, the type of places I'm doing. But I'm excited for the Palladium, because that's really special for me to be doing that. Yeah.
Well, I worked the Palladium many, many years ago, and like you, I was so excited. And somebody told me, it was Mickey Finn, the late Mickey Finn, and he said to me, when you go on that stage, you won't think of your act. You'll remember everyone that stood on that stage. Aww. And you know what? I don't remember doing my act.
Really? Did you? Just,
I drove home that night. I don't remember driving home.
Oh, lovely.
It's just, and you get there, and backstage, it's garbage. It's old-fashioned.
It is.
But it's the place. Sunday night at the London Palladium. It's what we grew up with.
It's fab. And your name and lights. Yeah. I've got to get that picture for me mum.
See, this is what I said to you at the beginning. It's great. You've never lost your roots. You're still fun. You know your industry. You know what you're doing. But you still enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm still enjoying it. I've got control of it now. Yeah. And that's what's good. I get to say what I want. I get to say what I don't want. And that it's a good place to be.
Now, I've got to ask, and I always ask everybody like yourself, advice for singers out there. You know there's an awful lot of people that will never make it, sadly, but what advice do you give them?
Well, the one thing I would say is you've got to have faith. You've got to believe you're going to achieve. I went to so many auditions and got told no. Now, in that fourth audition, if I would have turned around and said, no, I'm not going to audition anymore, I'm not good enough, then I wouldn't be where I am now. So if you know you've got a talent, keep going, keep pushing at it, and you will achieve. But as well as that, you've got to know who you are, in the sense of, you've in everything, you've got to keep your dignity. So if somebody tells you to get on and sing a song that you detest, say no, because it comes across to the audience and they can see it. So as long as you stay true and you keep at it and you work hard, you can be who you want to be, I think.
I think that's great, great advice. Who are your fans? Is it right across the board?
Yeah, I've got, do you know what, it is very mixed, my fan base, and that's what the record label finds odd with me, is that it's from young girls to older men to mums. It's a good demographic, really, yeah. So I've got a lot of lovely, loyal fans.
You're excited about the tour, are you excited about the new album?
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I can't wait. I really can't wait to get out there and tour it, yeah.
And the single is really quite remarkable,
Thank you.
Is the video. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Oh,
you're just a joy, Rebecca Ferguson. Oh, you will be here forever. Do you realise that?
Yeah, I don't, you know. I'd like to think I would, but I don't now.
Your message to the fans who are going to buy the album?
I hope you enjoy it, and I hope to see you on the tour soon.